Number three, this is what it does. Number three, pay attention to your dreams and visions. If you soak before you go to bed, many times the light that you're releasing on yourself bring you enlightenment to a wound that's in your soul. Okay? You'll get a revelation through a dream or a vision of a wound. Because remember what Psalms 36 says, for you, with you is the fountain of life, and in your light do we see light. Okay, the word light there doesn't just mean the light of the Lord, it also means the light of instruction. So as you soak in the light, what God will do is he'll begin to bring the wounds up out of your soul that are in darkness, and so you'll have a revelation. Oh, there's a wound that I need to soak in the light. Listen to me very carefully. And I just had this discussion with a couple people. Many of you are thinking, well, I know exactly the wound I need to work on. Because I got a wound with this person and that person and that person. Okay, listen to me. The wound you have with that person may have come from a whole different wound that you don't even know about that happened years and years ago. God knows the right order. He is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. His light will show us the path we need to take. He might not always be perfectly specific, but he will, in at least a general manner, begin to show you the path in which he wants you to be healed. Let's work on this one first because a bunch of other stuff is connected to it. And now we're going to work on this one because a bunch of other stuff is connected to it. And I am going to take you in my perfect order because I know the order in which you need to go to get the healing in your soul. Okay, so don't think you know which way to go. Let the light show you, okay? And go according to God's system and his order. And so when you soak yourself in light 15 minutes before you go to bed, you're going to receive revelation of a wound that God wants healed. And many times that revelation will come in the form of a dream or a vision. Now, it is totally biblical. Listen to me. It is totally biblical that God uses dreams and visions to show you what is in your soul. Listen to the proof in Job 33. It says this, verse 14. For God does speak, now one way, now another, though man may not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears, terrify them with warnings, to turn a man away from wrongdoing, to keep him from pride, and to preserve his soul from the pit. How does wrongdoing happen in your life? Well, when you have a wound in your soul created by sin, it causes you to sin even more. So God will show you what that wound is in a dream or vision, so you'll stop, you'll be turned away from wrongdoing. Praise God. Why would God use dreams and visions to show your soul? To, quote, preserve your life from the pit. Because remember, there are demons attached to those wounds. So he wants to show you in your dreams and visions so that you can have the wound healed and break the demonic off and preserve your soul from the pit, from torment that comes from the pit. Amen? I want to tell you a couple stories. I'm sure most of you guessed by now, if you don't already know, that I was a major drug addict on the streets. I did drugs for 20 years. I smoked it, snorted it, injected it in my arm. I did it all. When I got arrested, I stopped doing drugs and haven't done any drugs since I've been out of prison. By the way, I miraculously got let out of prison. God gave me a date and it actually came to pass, and I had a 13-year sentence and I ended up only having to do 5 because God gave me a miracle. And I've been out for 7 years, and my original out date when I should have got out is next month. Is that cool or what? I just thought I'd add that in because it's so cool. Okay, but check this out. Since I stopped doing drugs while I was in prison, and since I've been out of prison, I regularly had dreams about doing dope. Who was the woman that asked about me that earlier? Aha. Had dreams all the time about doing dope, about sneaking around, going around behind people's backs, getting hooked up with bags, shooting other people up and everything. And I'd wake up and go, you devil, that's a lie. Because I didn't have a desire. It wasn't like I was being tempted in my dreams. So I didn't understand why it was happening. I just figured the enemy was just tormenting me with it. And I journal everything. And I wouldn't even journal that down because it's like, I'm not even going to listen to that. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Now I understand something about that. Remember, God uses dreams and visions to show you the wounds in your soul. 20 years of drug use. You think I wounded my soul? You know what a wound is? Remember the old phonographic records? And it happened when you'd scratch them. The record would play, and right when it hit that scratch, it would skip, skip, and play over and over and over. That's what a wound is in your soul. If you got a deep wound in your soul, if you've been having a repeated dream, can't figure out where it's coming from, it's in your soul, baby. It's a wound that's in your soul. It just keeps on skipping and playing over and over. But now you know what to do. God's showing you what your target is that's in your soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now I know better. Okay, so God definitely is using dreams and visions to tell us what's in our soul. It's totally biblical. Well, the other day, I went home for the holidays, for Thanksgiving, and I had a bunch of my journals there. Stacks, I have stacks of journals. And I picked them up and I brought them home with me. And I was sitting them on my bed and I just happened to sit down and I just grabbed like the first one in the top of the pile and flipped it open. And it was from the year 2005. This is gonna freak you out. At that time, I had been diagnosed with lupus. I was being totally attacked. I couldn't sit up straight. I was having such extreme vertigo that whenever I sat up, I would be like, you know what I mean? I couldn't walk. I had vertigo. I had a major temperature. They had diagnosed me with lupus. It was a horrible time for me. And I had, during that period, I had a dream. I had a dream about my real father, who I had been separated from for over 15 years because of my own crimes and my own sins. And I had a dream about him, and in this dream, he was very sad, wanting to spend time with me, and very sad that I had not spent time with him. And when I wake up, I know God is always telling me something in dreams. I never think anything is a coincidence. And I said, God, what does that mean? And do you know where he took me? I said, what does that mean, that dream, Lord? And I heard in my mind Mark 5, which is the story about the man who lived among the tombs. And I was sick with lupus. Do you see that? Five years ago, God was telling me this revelation that I'm teaching you now, and I didn't get it. Through a dream, he was showing me a wound in my soul that had been created by sin. And he was showing me why I was sick, because I was living amongst those tombs in my soul. Legion had the legal right to afflict me and cause me to have lupus. Wow. And God just happened to have me open to that page like 5 days ago. Pay attention to your dreams and visions, people. God's going to show you what the wound is in your soul. And what will that do? You soak at night, right? Then you get a dream or a vision. And then what happens? Now you have your target. Now you have a kind of more specific thing about what God is doing. Okay, God's dealing with this wound with my father right now. So then when you soak that day, now you can soak in the same way that I just taught you, but now you can put it on that specific target. I put the light on the wound that came from my father. I put the light on the wound that came from my mother. I put the light on the wound that came from the time she said this or he said that or I did this or I did that. Now you have a specific target in which to put the light. Are you with me? Okay, number four. Is anybody not having dreams, by the way? You don't dream? Just stand up right where you are. Just stand up right where you are. This ministry carries an anointing for dreams and a dream interpretation. Father, in the name of Jesus, just raise up your hands into the glory. In the name of Jesus, I decree for these people who are not dreaming, you will dream. You will dream. You will have visions in your mind's eye, with your open eye, in the name of Jesus. You will remember your dreams. I break off every resistance that's on you, that's blocking you from dreaming. And I decree that God will use your dreams to show you the woundedness in your soul. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
We pray that for people and they instantly start dreaming. So get ready.
Thank you, Jesus.
Number four, don't allow yourself to get bothered, frustrated, or even depressed when you have a troubling dream or a vision or a revelation about a wound in your soul. You know, these wounds can get really ugly and troubling. They can be emotionally troubling, emotionally bothersome. And it can be our tendency that when God begins to reveal things to us, we begin to focus on that horrible event. Don't do that. Listen to me, and I'm not making fun of anybody, but I'm just trying to be a little bit more dramatic so that you get the picture. What would happen if somebody told you you were violently raped or violently molested and you blacked out and you didn't even know it or something, and then you got the revelation? What would happen if you did this? Oh God, I can't believe it. What's happened to me? That's terrible. Oh my God, I hate that person. I hate that person. I hate them. I hate them. You think you're going to get healed of that wound? The more you focus on that event, the deeper the wound goes. Okay?
You're going to be called in this season to shift your focus away from the wound or the event onto the glory light of Jesus healing the wound.
Right now, I'm going to give you the absolute perfect biblical example of that. Numbers 21. Remember when the Israelites had gotten bit by the fiery snakes because they had wounds in their soul that had caused them to speak out of the bitterness of their soul, and they sinned against God and against Moses, and they got bit by the fiery snakes, right? Okay.
What would happen if after the Israelites got bitten by the snake, that they put all their focus on that wound? They'd be going around like this. Oh my God, I just got bit by the snake. Oh man, I'm bit by the snake. I'm going to die. I feel the venom. It's running up to my heart. Oh my gosh, here it comes. It's going to kill me. What's going to happen? I'm going to die. What would happen to that person? They would die. That's right, die.
I'm not making fun of anybody, but do you see where I'm going with this?
Now, here's what the Israelites were called to do. They were called to take their focus off of what was going to literally kill them and put it on to the glory light of Jesus healing their soul. Okay, so right in the middle of it, they're called to do this. Oh my gosh, I got bit by the snake.
Holy cow, oh, where's that snake on the pole? There it is. Oh, it hurts really bad, but I'm not going to pay attention to it. I'm going to look at the light. Okay, I'm going to look at the light, and I'm focusing it attentively, expectantly. Oh, it hurts really bad, but I'm not paying attention. I'm looking at the light with a steady and absorbing gaze. Okay, well, I'm feeling better. Yeah, because I'm looking at the light. I'm not paying attention to the venom going to my heart. I'm looking at the light expectantly, absorbingly, how I'm feeling it. It comes, all right. Okay, that's the same thing you're called to do. And think about that. That was pretty tough. They were going to die from a snake bite. Low. That happens pretty fast, and it's pretty painful and pretty traumatic and scary and everything else. Life or death in the balance. Well, there's life or death in the balance for you too. Life for your soul, man. Okay, so. Don't put your attention on the wound. Put your attention on the light healing the wound. I remember one night I was in Vegas, and God woke me up in the middle of the night, and he spoke to me, and he told me that I had been molested as a child. And you know what? I have no recall of that event whatsoever. I've had people ask my whole life, have you been molested? Because you act like a person that's been molested. I'm like, no, I've never been molested. Never had a recall of that event ever, which tells me it was so traumatic that I completely blocked it out. He even told me the person that did it. And I tell you what, I don't remember anything about that, but I do remember this. I was totally afraid of that person as a child. When that person would walk in the room, I'd want to leave, and I would leave the room. Okay? So God told me this unexpected thing in the middle of the night. Now, I'm not the crying type of person, so I wouldn't start going, oh God, I've been molested, and I'm not making fun of people, I'm just trying to explain, okay? But I am the type of person that used to do the exact opposite. In my old days, I would have said, I'm going to God's house and burn it down. I'm going to take a gun and take it to the ATM and make him withdraw money all day long. And don't you think that I wouldn't have done it? Because I did do that stuff. Yeah. Now let me ask you a question. If I respond like that to the understanding of the revelation of that horrible thing happening to me, do you think it would have been healed? No. Right, exactly. No. So instead, I put the light on that wound, and I did get the healing of that because I chose to shift my focus. While we were on tour, all of us were getting accelerated healings. We talked to you about that earlier in the light of Jesus. And Bernadette Alvarado, our worship team leader, was with me, and we were just getting like healing like every other day because we're going to a new venue every day, and the Lord was totally rocking it with his light on our soul. But of course, during this whole process, we had many troubling dreams and visions because God was showing us our next wound in our soul. And so one morning we woke up, we both had horrible dreams. And so we're in the bathroom getting ready, and we fell into the oh, woe is me syndrome. Oh man, I can't. It's a horrible dream. I know, dude, me too. Oh gosh, it's terrible. Can't believe it. Oh man. And all of a sudden I realized what we're doing. It's like, snap out of it, people. And I said, right now we're making a pact that whenever we get a troubling dream or a vision, we are not going to be depressed. We are not going to be upset. We're going to go, hallelujah, praise God. We have our next target. And if God is showing us what our next wound is in our soul, that means he's going to get it healed in the light.
Right.
Amen. So shift your attitude, shift your focus, become happy, blessed, knowing I just saw another wound and I know it's going to get healed. One down, who knows how many to go. Praise the Lord Jesus. And we did. We got the healing in the light
as we put the glory light on those wounds.
Okay. Keep your focus on the light, not on the wound.